Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle Age Mini number 85. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
All
this. Right, Nate, how are you?
I came out of the crypt for this.
Man. I was just doing good. Doing good.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Were you? Just took you a while to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, man.
I was coming to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mini 85.
That's right.
So it's, yeah, we've had a good night, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Every night.
Helped help Jerry and Tracy out a little bit. We did a little Hillbilly Short. Did our full. And now
Which
we're
was
doing
long.
Help out however
longer,
we can.
Yeah. 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 So I'm not sure how much help, but it, you know.
Yep. Wishing fast healing and answers and everything else that Jerry
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right
when man, when you're, if you can deal with the answers most of the time, it's not knowing.
Yeah.
So I know he said it was heart related, and I think he had said, I could have read this wrong, so I apologize, but it sounded like he might have had another heart attack that he didn't know about. Is that what you read, Sean?
Yeah. That is correct. Yes, okay. That's correct. They're just not sure when it happened, but
Yeah. And he had open heart surgery.
Can happen.
A few years ago.
Heart attacks can happen and people don't even realize it. It's, but it comes up on the image, or not imaging, but when they run tests, it's pretty easy to see if you've had one.
Right, right. So,
but
yes.
Then they can't, from what I understand, can't do some of the tests that they need to do because he's having issues with his kidneys now too.
Yeah, so
right. They weren't happy
trying
with
to get trying to get that to figured out before they do the other stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get everything figured out.
I know.
And get him on the mends and
I know Tracy's scared.
On the right path.
Tracy said, "I'm used to me being the one who's in the hospital and not Jerry."
Yeah.
So we don't like either one of you in the hospital,
Tracy.
Stay
out of there.
Right. So anyway, it has been a good evening and we're just going to jump into it. Sean?
That's right. Well, this is my pick. I know I'm trying to make sure that every time it's my pick, I want to make sure and give myself credit where credit's due.
I understand.
It is on medieval serial killers.
Ooh.
Who knew that there were serial killers before Jack the Ripper?
I didn't.
I mean,
did you know, Nate? I mean,
you don't think about it, right?
Yeah.
I actually did, but
you do. I know. We all
you
do,
don't think about medieval ones, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So you want to start, Sean?
I do.
Whatever.
Well, the first, this is interesting. This is one, I honestly have never heard of this one before, but, and I'm probably saying this wrong, but it is Lou, which is L-I-U, so I don't know if that was Lou, Pingley.
Skip to my Lou.
Skip to my
Lou. To my darling.
Pingley. royalty with a bloodlust. So he is without a doubt recorded as the first genuine serial killer that has been recorded. Wait, what? He's recorded and he's been recorded. A second makes him sound like
allow myself to
he's a he's a pop artist way back in the second century.
Yeah.
A second century Han prince, used his small army of outlaws to assist him on his killing rampage. It is estimated that he killed over 100 people and collected his victims' possessions to keep in his collection. Of course, why wouldn't you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Sadly, as he belonged to royalty, despite being reported to the king for his vicious acts, he was not given the death penalty, but was simply stripped of his title, and they sent him into royal exile.
Mm.
So, poor thing.
And where's he? What time period?
Second century.
Okay.
So, and he was the Han dynasty, so that would have been like China.
Gotcha. Not Han Solo.
The Han prince.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
From what I understand.
Mm-hmm. I got one. It is Peter Stump wandered the German countryside, killing and eating his victims.
Ooh.
And that's just the title. Okay, called the Werewolf of Bedburg, Peter Stump, known as Stub Peter in some accounts, was, by his own admission, a killer. The 16th century German farmer reportedly received a gift of wolf's fur from the devil when he was a young boy. Along with it came the likeness of a greedy, devouring wolf, strong and mighty, with eyes great and large, which in the night sparkled like brands of fire. A mouth great and wide, with most sharp and cruel teeth. A huge body and mighty paws. When Stump put on the wolf's fur, he felt compelled to go after children and women.
Ooh.
He reportedly killed more than a dozen, ripping apart their bodies as he consumed their flesh. He also tore fetuses out of at least two women. Ooh. And ate the hearts out of the unborn babies, calling them dainty morsels.
Gross.
He also said they were best agreeing to his appetite. Stump carried out his werewolf deeds for decades in Germany, even killing one of his own children. When he was eventually captured and put on trial in October 1589, so too were his daughter, with whom he'd reportedly had an inappropriate relationship, and his cousin or mistress. Stump was put on the breaking wheel as punishment. Mm. With red-hot burning pincers. Yeah. To have the flesh pulled from the bone. After that, his legs and arms to be broken with a wooden hatchet. Afterward, to have his head struck from his body.
Mm.
Then to have his carcass burned to ashes. His daughter and cousin, or mistress, were also burned in 1989.
Gosh, holy moly.
Yeah, we talked about him in the werewolf episode many, many, many episodes ago. But we're not in that great detail.
Yeah.
That's a lot of detail.
Yeah, I saw all this detail and I was like, man, this is
disgusting.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
What year was it? Back to
1589 was when he was put on trial for it. Yeah. He'd been doing it for decades.
That's wild. That's nasty. Man, that was a long time ago. Okay, so this guy is Jasper Hainbooth. Said it was Jasper Hainbooth's, or Hainbuth, I don't know, great misfortune to have come of age during the 30 Years' War. Not only did Hainbooth take up arms during one of Europe's bloodiest conflicts, but he and other Europeans had to deal with the near-complete destruction of their farms, towns, and populations. But while others tried to rebuild their communities after the war, Hainbooth tapped into his former life as a mercenary for the Swedes in order to make a living as an outlaw. Hainbooth killed for money reasons, and after the completion of each crime, he would try to trade his ill-begotten gains with merchants all across Hanover. Hainbooth became such a legend in Hanover that even today the city still grapples with his legacy. As with most infamous serial killers, Hainbooth was apprehended, tortured, and it said he was broken on the wheel. That sounds pleasant. And he was executed in 1653, as my voice cracked, for the deaths of 19 people. So there you go. Jasper Hainbooth.
That wheel Hainbooth apparently is the way to go, huh?
He was broken. Sounds broken awful. Wheel. Wagon wheel, yeah.
Giles de Rays, I think that's how you say it. Not a knight in shining armor. Giles, hailed from Brittany, was a knight and companion to Joan of Arc. Despite his prestigious title of knight, he was a vile human being with little regard for life. Giles took a liking to children and derived pleasure from torturing, raping, and eventually killing them. He confessed to being a child serial killer, and his victim count is over 140 children in a span of nearly a decade. He was eventually caught and sentenced to be hanged to death when hundreds of parents of deceased children testified against him in 1440.
Wow. Here,
interesting, though, he fought next to Joan of Arc, and it was proclaimed that since she was a heretic, she was going to hell. Supposedly, the story was that he thought he wanted to be with Joan of Arc because it was his great love, or he was whatever. So he wanted to be with her in eternity, so he did all these heinous things so that he could go to hell. But she became a saint in the Catholic Church, or you know, and so she's technically not in hell, and yet he still is. So joke's on him.
Okay.
But isn't that that is a weird backstory to that one.
Yikes.
Here's a story about a man named Peter Nears. He confessed to being a cannibal who ate fetuses. I don't know what it is with all these stories with fetuses. But,
wow, that's brutal.
Under extreme torture, Peter Nears confessed to multiple murders and cannibalism. He was originally part of a gang that traversed the German countryside during the mid to late 16th century, believed to have been mentored by another known serial killer, Martin Steer. Nears was apprehended in the late 1570s, but escaped and remained on the run until 1581. Details about how many people Nears killed are shrouded in myth, but the consensus is 544. 24 of those deaths were fetuses he cut from the wombs of pregnant women. According to accounts, he used the fetuses for magic and as a supernatural fuel of sorts.
Hmm. I like it. Magic.
Baby magic.
Baby. Baby magic. Yeah, this guy here, Bjorn Peterson.
Is that like Baby Bjorn?
Baby Bjorn. Bjorn Peterson is considered the only serial killer in Icelandic history. Bjorn Peterson, also called Axlar Bjorn, I like that, was a 16th century killer with an unknown death count. Born into a farming family, he was from the Snæfellsnes.
I like it.
Snæfellsnes Peninsula. I am sorry. In Western Iceland. According to accounts, Peterson committed his first murder when he was only 15 years old using an axe he'd found atop a nearby mountain. He dreamt of the axe and was obsessed with it, using it to take the lives of as many as 18 people. Many of Peterson's victims were travelers and wanderers. He buried their bodies in dung heaps or threw them into ponds. Mm. Wow. But it's not entirely clear how authorities caught him. He may have gathered too much wealth from the people he killed, specifically too many horses, or after multiple people arrived at his home. He was seen killing one by the others who fled. Peterson admitted to killing 9 people and was executed in 1595 before he was beheaded. His limbs were broken with sledgehammers. It's also possible he was put on the breaking wheel, drawn and quartered,
of course he was,
and hanged, depending on which version of the story you read. One additional element was the accusations made against his wife, Thordis, of being an accomplice to his offenses.
Yeah. Disturbing.
It is a little disturbing. These are all disturbing.
I've got one that is Christman Ginnipertinga. That is a mouthful. Is widely regarded as the worst of the serial killers and makes others in the list look like saints. A bandit of the 16th century, Christman is said to have killed almost 1,000 individuals during his reign of terror. This psychopath had a sense of grandiosity so ingrained in him that he kept a journal for recording his kill count, which horrifically was exactly 964 individuals over the course of his life. He had no remorse for people that he killed and was reportedly sad over the fact that he failed to reach the 1,000 kill mark. Hungry for money, he would kill travelers by luring them to his lair and poisoning them, after which he would also kill his own accomplices.
Wow.
So he could keep all the loot for himself.
Well, that makes sense.
Smart bandit. Yeah. He was captured in May of 1581 and condemned to death in June of 1581 using the breaking wheel. He was tortured for 9 days, every second of which was spent taking retribution of the 964 people he had murdered on June 26, 1581. Christman, the monster of Cologne, died of internal injuries, a fitting end to his murdering mania.
Wow.
Or this murdering maniac is what it said. So
yeah, wow.
I did have to mention, this is funny. They were talking about, I was watching a video about serial killers of this time period. And they said the interesting thing, we focus so much on serial killers now, but they said mental illness hasn't really changed. We just deal with mental illness differently.
Right.
But back then it was still, you know, back quote unquote more accepted. And a lot of these people were either richer, you know, from a more affluent, you know, royalty or whatever, or they were, you know, flat out scoundrels that were robbing people.
Well, and there was no true help back then too. So they whatever fantasy was in their head, they were free to range in that fantasy.
There wasn't help in the 1950s, yeah. Really, to be honest. I mean, you know,
right there. There was a couple. I know you're going to end with one, Nate, but there was a couple honorable mentions. One was Elizabeth Bathory, and she's somebody we'll have to do a separate episode about. But she was a Hungarian countess. Wild, wild story. Yeah. So we'll leave that for another time. And then the other one that kept coming up on these lists, but doesn't, I don't think it's correct, was Vlad the Impaler. Not that he didn't kill a lot of people, but he was more of a mass murderer, in my opinion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see him as a serial killer, but they kept saying his name, and I'm like,
I don't.
But anyway, so honorable mention, he killed a lot of people, or he had people kill a lot of people, whatever. He was a pretty sick and twisted individual, but hail to the king, baby, right?
All right, we're going to end on a very salty one.
What you got over there, Nate?
During the 5th century, Zu Shinatar, or Shinatir, a wealthy Yaman man, enticed young men and boys with food and money. After luring them to his home in Aden, Shinatir reportedly sodomized them before killing them. His method of elimination was defenestration. On one occasion, he heard that a youth from the royal family had reached the age of puberty, sent for him and ravished him, so that the youth could never rule after him because of dishonor. There's little to no information about how many people Senator abused, but he was killed by one of his targets who fought back. In other accounts, he fought back by stabbing him through the anus to give him a taste of
just
the torment
desserts,
that
right?
He gave.
That's
that's what Ric Flair would say.
Woo! Hey, eye for an eye, right?
Yeah. Hit over whatever. I was like, there's some right.
Had to do it.
I had to.
You had to end on
thank
that
you,
one, didn't
Nate,
you?
For that awesome ending story.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
I couldn't let it slip by.
Through the anus, you said.
Squeak by.
Nice. Squeak by.
Coming off of that, Nate, how are you going to get us out of this episode, man?
Man. Medieval times. What can I say? That's a wrap.
Pretty brutal.
It is brutal.
We thought these days were bad.
Woo. Yeah.
A lot of deaths by the breaking wheel. To punish these guys.
Who knew, right?
Well, the thing that I find
breaking
interesting
wheel.
Is you have all these ancient time serial killers, and they're upwards in, 150, 500-something, 900-something. And nowadays, what, 4 people and you're considered a serial killer?
3 or more.
Or 3 or more, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So on separate occasions, yeah.
Back then it was like mass murder, like I said. With
lightweight. Yeah. Ted Bundy's a lightweight.
Yeah.
Richard Ramirez.
Amateurs.
I think they really went for it back then.
Bush League.
Well, they were, yeah. I mean, they gave 110% with their craft, yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer. Hey, jeez, come on. Give me a break. You kill 900 people.
Yeah.
No, I know that is, pretty brutal back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, hey, it's history.
It is.
That was a good choice, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
When you...
I texted him.
I was a little iffy with that.
What did you...
Yeah. I messaged you and I said, hear me out.
Yeah, that was how he started.
Anytime I start,
I laughed.
Yeah. He's like... He always listens when I say, hear me out on this. Because I've gotten a couple through the radar, haven't I? And a couple of them were like... No, Sean. Let's refigure this. But this one was okay.
Well, when I read that, I did chuckle out loud. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Do you remember how this started, though?
I liked it.
This started off the false story they were talking about with the Muffin Man. Remember that they made up the serial killer and spent all over TikTok and social media, which we don't have to go into that. But so many people are still perpetuating that as like real news, but it's wrong.
You ought to do a Tuesday Terror.
I think I will.
About that.
That's what we'll do.
Be a perfect story for
Yeah, exactly. The Muffin Man.
Muffin
who lives
man.
On Drury.
Not what you think.
The Muffin
not
Man?
I mean, a whole different take that I've... I'm like, that's not the Muffin Man I thought. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 85 and our discussion on medieval serial killers. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.